Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live Special number 327, recorded on Sunday, February 25th, 2018. Samsung Galaxy Unpacked 2018. Hello, welcome to a TWiT Special. I'm Father Robert Ballester, the Digital Jesuit, here for Samsung's announcements from Mobile World Congress 2018 in Barcelona, Spain. I am joined by Ron Richards. You may know him as Ron XO. That's right. He is part of the heart and soul of our All About Android. Yes, Android. Our All About Android crew.
Yep.
Who better to have to comment on all the ongoings?
I always look forward to this moment at Mobile World Congress. This is the same event where the big Mark Zuckerberg VR moment happened a couple of years ago, and you never know what Samsung's going to bring out. So this is an exciting time in the Android world. Now, Ron, I feel like this kind of kicks off Mobile World Congress for me.
It does, right? I mean, this is always the big keynote. This is the moment that you know that it started. But here's the thing. CES, Mobile World Congress, IFA. So you've got Las Vegas, Barcelona, and Spain. It used to be that everything was about CES, and then the other two just kind of, well, they fed off of CES. Mobile World Congress has really come into its own. When we attended 2 years ago, I mean, the halls are set out properly. Everyone has their game together. There are no small booths. I mean, it's got more of a feel of a polished conference than even CES. Which is strange.
And I think that's because it's in the name. It's the Mobile World Congress. It's not, you know, CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. IFA is an enormous show. I mean, you know how big that show is, right? So really Mobile World Congress is kind of in the middle of those three kind of events, and it's kind of the pinnacle for us with like smartphones and mobile technology and things like that because it's focused. And also you get that wonderful jamón from Spain. So
Well, I mean, to tell you, any time in Barcelona is not going to be wasted. It is a beautiful, beautiful city. But I think you're right there. I think the key word is focused. CES and IFA are both the same ilk, which is we'll just put everything. As a result, there's no way you can get through either event entirely. I mean, even if you only spend 3 minutes at each vendor, possible way. MWC is different in that it is big. It's huge. It will tire you out to walk back and forth, but it is actually doable. You can visit every vendor. You can see every technology. You can see every presentation, which I think in this day and age is what people are looking for. If you're actually going to go to an event, you want that. You don't want it to be like an internet experience where you're just browsing tables and then moving on.
Yeah, I hope to make it someday because it looks you know, it's like, you know, smartphone wonderland, right?
So it is always interesting whenever you walk into the front pavilion of MWC. Because there is sort of a weird entrance where you have to come in like 100 yards before you actually hit the floor.
Right.
To see which vendors take the positions at either side. And, of course, you got Samsung, but they never take the position right next to the escalator. That's normally Huawei and another Chinese company. And they've got huge booths just trying to lure people in with eye candy. And I'm wondering if maybe Samsung is kind of over that now. They're like, no, we don't need that. We're big.
Well, yeah, they're so big that they show up, they do this event, but do they really need to go much larger than that? Because everyone is looking to them to lead, you know, to kind of kick things off. While Huawei and some of the other companies are still kind of climbing the ladder and getting that attention and getting that notoriety that Samsung already has.
So. Right. Right. I will say Samsung, when we went, that was the year that they introduced their little 360 pod camera.
Oh, which, yeah, that was that.
Which was kind of fun. They were also getting big into VR at that moment, so they had a couple of demonstrations. And here we go. We're actually starting the event right now. This is the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked 2018. And let's let the video
the little the dandelion imagery that we've seen so far up to this point.
When you think
of it's in the round.
Think of interesting. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's your QR code.
Everyone take out your phones, scan it.
QR for iOS and QR for Android. So two different QR codes for the different platforms.
And both of them will take you to order a new Samsung phone.
Search Unpacked 2018.
It's interesting how they set this up. I've never seen something in the round like this before.
in the round with this cube of screens so that everybody can see what's going on. I wonder where the presenters will be then.
On top.
Yeah.
Just throwing things down. Now, as they're still starting up, yeah, they're going to roll this thing up. Let's set the ground rules here. I know a lot of people have seen the leaked video. We're going to hold judgment and just comment on things as they are announced at the show.
Agreed. All right. I love these little intro videos.
Well, they spend millions of dollars on them.
I know. It's a production in and of itself.
And everyone's blinded.
No, that was very bright white. I really feel like the theme of this is going to be how Samsung makes the phone work for you and what you need to do with it. You know, whether it's consumer or business.
Yeah, that would explain why they've changed the stage. They want people to feel that this is different. This is not just another announcement.
Right.
So those of you who are listening to the audio version right now, we're watching little icons circle around a screen as music blares and tries to get your brain into seizure mode.
A little back padding too, saying that because they're so good at what they do, it allows us to do what you need to do.
Precisely.
You know? They're engineers and that sort of thing.
And complete darkness. Oh.
Here we go.
That's it. You can do it.
Yeah, you're right. Lifestyle. It's a lifestyle piece of equipment.
Come on. For steps. For swimming.
You can be anything you want to be.
These little tug at the heartstring videos are just really, you know, like to show you how you can't live without your device now.
Of course, the message here is, if you love your children, why have Samsung?
Can. I don't know if it's that.
T spells can't.
Okay, now you've got a bunch of bullies telling people what they can and cannot do.
Here's their theme.
What would you think of this?
Today, I'm doing the finishing touches on the bike.
Can't you just get a real job?
Oh man, this is kind of mean-spirited.
Wait a minute.
This is also a lot of the clips that we've seen.
Right,
around the, and also a lot of this has been at the Olympics. You know, like that guy doing the live stream of the guitar. I've seen that Samsung commercial during the Olympics.
You see, folks, because Samsung doesn't tell you what you can't do. It only tells you what you can.
Yeah, this VR little bit has been during the Olympics as well, too.
Right.
Do what you can.
Okay, we got the heartstrings. All right. Bring it next. What do we got?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage President, Head of IT Mobile Communication Division, DJ Ko.
I'll DJ.
I so want him to be an actual DJ.
I like DJ.
You know, he's a good guy.
I thought for a moment he was singing, but he's not.
He was walking the booth 2 years ago and just saying hi to people. It was amazing.
That's great.
It's an exciting time to be at Mobile World Congress. Incredible advances in technology have created the perfect conditions for innovation and change. Artificial intelligence and machine learning, augmented and virtual reality, faster networks, more powerful processors, the Internet of Things. And now, with connected devices everywhere powered by AI, what we like to call the intelligence of things.
Interesting.
Intelligence of things.
Yeah, so they're starting with the AI pitch.
This week, companies from across our industry have come to show us how they intend to change the world. But I have a different view. I believe we overestimate our impact and inflate our role. It's Ooh. Not technology companies that change the world. It's people.
Okay.
It's a user-centric approach.
We may deliver new capabilities and add new features. But it's only when technology is in people's hands that real magic happens and our lives are transformed. It's you who are the true creators and innovators. You are the ones who see new possibilities that open the door to a universe of new experiences.
I rescind my opening comments.
There it is.
There is no better proof than the mobile phone. It started out as a simple idea, a device to make phone calls on the go.
Like the nostalgia view here of seeing phones through the years.
But I had a few of those. What it could do.
The 8500 flip.
You wonder
yes.
what else was possible. If I can make a call, why not send an email? Why can't I listen to music? Why can't I take pictures or watch videos? At Samsung, we are inspired by the questions you ask. We are a company of researchers, innovators, designers, and engineers who have a deep commitment to listen to our customers. Every question challenges us to work harder to turn today's impossible ideas into tomorrow's essential capabilities.
Why can't I have a unified messaging platform?
This is why we built the first mobile phone with an MP3 player and the first phone with a built-in camera. It's what led us to create the phablet and pioneer the infinite display.
Okay, so they've gone from the humble to the humble brag. I got it.
Right, which is true. They earned
now,
it.
Yeah, they do.
We are even more excited by what's possible when you turn can't into can. Your ideas and passion have transformed the communications and changed how we live. But for all the progress we have made, there's still a lot of work to do. Technology is still too complicated. There are too many steps. Too many features don't get used. To tackle this next great challenges, we are committed to open innovation so all your smart devices will work seamlessly across your connected life. Fragmentation and complexity will become a thing of the past.
Except your messaging clients.
Well, if you're a Samsung member.
Today,
Samsung user.
We are unveiling a new Galaxy smartphone with powerful software and services to manage every facet of your connected life. A smartphone with a personalized intelligence of Bixby, which learns from you to simplify.
No.
Now,
still leaning in on
you
Bixby.
Get things done.
I thought they'd be over that by now.
Nope.
A smartphone that includes the new SmartThings app to provide a unified and easy way to control all your SmartThings devices.
Okay, that's smart.
A smartphone
that
lets you share images and videos across your smart TV and Family Hub refrigerator.
Because they
and
make
a smartphone
so much of this.
With Samsung Health to help you live a better, healthier life. For years, we have been one of the only companies to offer a built-in heart rate monitor. Now, we are adding an advanced optic sensor to track how hard your heart is working. And we are partnering with the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine for the first research program to use this sensor to measure.
So what, like blood an EKG? Pressure.
I guess. Interesting.
Tracking health and fitness is just one way people use phones that we didn't imagine at the beginning of the smartphone era. But of all the changes we have seen, nothing is more important than how images are replacing words and how visuals have become the new language for self-expression. It's not the text we send or the updates we post that convey who we are anymore. And the most important function of a phone is not making calls. It's to capture the fleeting moments that express what you want to say in an instant. By taking photos and selfies, sending emojis, and sharing videos. Last year, people took 1.2 trillion photos on their smartphones.
That honestly seems a little low.
Every day, they shared 10 billion videos and sent 5 billion emojis.
Jeez. Emoji
Clearly,
stats.
The social media generation has revolutionized the way people communicate and transformed the way we all use our phones. But if how you use your phone has changed it, how you build it has not. We still squeeze a camera into a device meant for talking. And while cameras have gotten better, they don't take great pictures in low light. Action shots are still blurry.
Okay, give me the cell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting.
At Samsung, we believe it's time for a new kind of phone, not just a great smartphone that takes good pictures. A breakthrough camera that sees the world clearly in any light. Build around an amazing smartphone. Inspired by your ability to take us to places we never imagined we'd go. I'm thrilled to unveil the first smartphone built for the way you use your phone today.
Okay, I
and the
I like
only
this.
Smartphone with the power to help you reimagine how you will experience the world tomorrow.
It's a good angle.
It's a recognition that the phone is a secondary function now.
Yeah. Like
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, I
it's
give
tertiary
you
tertiary, if that.
Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus.
All right.
Reach under your chairs. You get an S9. And you get an S9.
I like how you just walk. This is a mic drop, walk off the stage. It's good. Yep. All right, so is this the...
This is the leaked video. Yep.
This is the leaked video, yep.
Okay, it's thin, it's sexy, it's got the curves, it's got the lines.
It's a great design. I said it with the S8, and it continues with the S9. I mean, this isn't a huge departure from the S8 design language. It's an evolving. It's an iteration.
Right. So, and I don't want a big departure from the S8 because the S8 is a sexy phone.
Yeah, it's and that edge, you know, and now with the phone on the back and the fingerprint sensor on the back, it really seems like it from a design standpoint, it's a great device.
And the camera looks like everything's going to be optical, which I've been waiting for that.
Yep. Well, this has gotten very, very close to how the phone works inside of it with all the light.
Well, there are dandelions inside my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we got some nice metallic blue.
And there are the ports. There are the ports, ladies and gentlemen.
And the phone is waterproof. We'll find out more about it. But, you know, it does have headphone jack. It does have, you know, the standard, the USB-C port. Yep. So not the whole leaked video, just a little bit of the. Oh, look at that. Is the dandelions.
Yeah, wait.
That's got to be.
Someone's got a TriCaster.
Yeah. That's like what they did at the Olympics. This is AR for us.
But
someone's waving their arm. I wonder if that's. What is going on? So, for our audio listeners, there's little dandelion little things that are flying around the room.
Off the screen.
And people in the audience are reaching up trying to grab them. So I wonder, are they wearing VR things or AR? Oh, they probably have AR. They're holding their phones up.
Right.
That's probably AR. Yeah.
This is the Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus.
All right. He's got them in his hand.
I'm going to say it now. I hate the S9. I love the S9 Plus.
Why? Too small? Or?
No, I just like Plus.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
That was so weird.
Okay, DJ.
That was super awkward. Justin Dennison, the senior vice president.
That's a little awkward.
It's a very weird intro.
That was almost his please clap moment.
Well, hello, everyone. I am so thrilled to be here to tell you about the amazing Galaxy S9.
I think he's wearing DJ's coat.
Now, we smartphone owners know from experience that the way we're using our smartphones is changing. Whereas originally, our phones were designed for, well, making phone calls. But we don't use our phones like this so much anymore.
You're right.
Photos, GIFs, and emojis.
That it's abandoning the phone as the main primary use of it.
Something funny. We don't write about it. We capture it. And we do this all on our smartphones. They're the most personal devices in our lives. They're how we express ourselves and how we share things with the people we love. And at Samsung, we're committed to creating phones that reflect the way you live your life today. And that's why we created the Galaxy S8 and Note 8. Introducing an infinity display that lets you see and do more.
This is that edge-to-edge.
Changing the way that we create and communicate.
For the visual and social generation.
Today, we're building on that commitment. We're bringing you a phone that lets you capture every fleeting moment. Interact with the world intuitively. And express yourself like never before. The Galaxy S9. Thank you.
It says applause break on his cue card.
When we released the Infinity Display, most people had never seen anything like it. Its groundbreaking design offered more screen in less space. Quickly set a new
industry
standard.
It's a nice display.
Yeah.
But with the S9, we've built on this foundation, taking the same immersive end-to-end display and refining it even further. We've created a design so sleek and unified, you can hardly tell where the screen ends.
Bezel-less
design. And as always, you know, there's no notch.
Well, the screen ends when the picture stops, right?
A little dig at that apple there with
the back of the phone. Yeah. And it's as beautiful as the front. So take the fingerprint scanner, for example, which we all know is one of the most popular ways that we like to unlock our phones, which is why we didn't get rid of it. Instead, we listen carefully to your feedback. And we move the fingerprint scanner directly below the camera, where it's even easier to reach naturally. Thank you.
The little fingerprint scanner is a little square underneath the camera lenses in the upper center of the back
because
of the phone.
Because we believe that in giving you more choice and convenience, we're also introducing intelligent scan.
This is the facial recognition and iris scanning.
Combining the key elements of iris scanning and face recognition to make it even easier for you to unlock your phone in more situations.
One doesn't work well enough, so we'll just use both.
The feedback we collect from you extends to colors, too. And thanks to your input,
this is a
dig. Galaxy S9 comes in four stunning colors. Midnight black, titanium gray, coral blue, and the all-new, one-of-a-kind lilac purple.
I do like the purple. I'll be honest with you. Be a crowd
favorite. Is that your phone?
I like different colors.
And now, because a picture is worth a thousand words,
I'd go with the blue.
I want to give you a chance to see how beautiful the Galaxy S9 will look in your hands.
A thousand words. But, I think you just said the price point.
We haven't released it yet.
Yeah.
We're going to use some magic here. So get ready. The magic of augmented reality.
Yep.
To show you how the S9 will look up close and personal. So for those of you here in Barcelona, I'd ask you to take off your unpack badges and hold them in front of you face up.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll
give you a second to do this. Now, once you have your badge out, make sure you take your phone out, too. I know we usually ask you to put phones down, but this time bring it out and open the Unpacked app on your phone.
Oh, it's the QR code.
Yeah.
There's a little button.
That's why they wanted you to download the app before. Yeah.
Now, scan your badge facing you there with your phone. And as you do that, what's going to happen is your badge is going to transform into the Galaxy S9 right there in your hand.
That's clever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Who's in Oz?
So you're getting it? The badge is basically being replaced with the phone and the app.
Right, and you can move the badge back and forth and see the angles on the phone.
You can check out the beautiful aluminum frame.
That's clever.
Okay, kudos. Well done. That's a nice one, Samsung.
Flip over your badge, and now you can look at the back of the phone. Now, when you do this, this is when you need to check out all the colors. So at the bottom, you can select colors.
That's your favorite very clever.
Of course. You've got to check out.
That's my color right there, the blue. I got to get the blue.
And so for those of you watching the live stream, you should see what we're seeing, but on your screen. The gorgeous Galaxy S9 with a sleek, refined infinity display. A totally uninterrupted screen that stretches nearly all the way across the front of the device. And it looks great in your hand too, right?
No applause. He wanted it.
People are like, just give me the phone.
Now, where I'm glad that you got a chance to experience the S9 up close and personal, I'm going to have to be the bad guy and ask you to put your phones away, your Galaxy S9s away for a minute, because I don't want you to miss what comes next. So there you have it, folks. Your first personal sneak preview of the Galaxy S9.
It's really reaching for applause.
Yeah, they got to stop doing that. It's like, they'll come.
From front to back and outside in, this device is designed for the visual and social generation. And while it starts with an amazing display that you just saw in your hand, it also extends to one of the most fundamental tools in our lives, the camera.
All right, give me the digs.
To create the S9,
what do we got?
Completely reimagined the camera and built an amazing phone around it to create the ultimate tool for communication and self-expression. And from the outset, we challenged ourselves with a different set of questions. What if your smartphone camera could adapt your environment just like the human eye? What if it could radically slow down time? What if it could put more self into self-expression? And what if it could literally translate the world around you?
There you have it, folks. The S9 is the TARDIS.
Well, today, we're going to answer those questions. And to help us do that, please help me welcome your favorite demo enthusiast and mine, Mr. John Wong.
Oh, I thought this was where Jason Howell was.
So, answer my earlier question, the middle of this room is the stage.
Right. How's it going, Barcelona? Yeah.
It's weird because they're surrounded by that screen above them. It looks like very
the other night, and
the screen's just a lot bigger than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Because it was dark out, and everyone knows I have the latest Galaxy device. Of course, we used my camera. Most smartphone cameras just won't cut it after the sun goes down. At Samsung, we've always been committed to leading the industry with our camera technology. And this year, we're building on that foundation with our most groundbreaking camera yet. We've reimagined what's possible to help you take brilliant photos at any time of day.
They've teased this camera for the last 10 minutes.
For inspiration.
Right.
Tell me what it
turns into an incredibly powerful image capturing tool. The human eye. See, the eye naturally adapts to different lighting situations. When it's bright out, your pupils shrink down. When it's dark, they get larger. If they didn't, you'd either be blind as a bat at night or blinded by the sun during the day. And yet, that's how most smartphone cameras have worked. Until now. The Galaxy S9 has a dual-aperture smartphone camera that's actually designed to work like the human eye. If it's bright outside, the camera will automatically use a smaller aperture.
Interesting.
And when it gets dark, the camera switches over to a wider aperture. In fact, the widest ever included in a smartphone.
F1.5.
So you can take bright, clear shots day and night.
So are these just two fixed apertures that move
dual
back and
aperture,
forth? Or an adjustable aperture?
Industry-leading hardware to reimagine the camera down
it
to its foundation.
It says it's a dual aperture.
And we brought that
so I think it's just two that it switches.
Yeah.
With the S9, we've integrated a DRAM memory chip directly into the camera as part of our new super speed dual pixel image sensor. That means the camera itself can process 4 times as much image data as before to minimize noise and create a noticeably clearer image in low light.
So you do it before
combined
it leaves the camera.
Aperture,
that's kind of
that
awesome.
You can take incredible shots.
So the same silicon that has a sensor has a processor.
Super bright.
Yeah. And capacity.
Or super dark.
Now, they literally turned the lights out in the room.
They demonstrated dark, ladies and gentlemen.
But the S9's camera adjusts instantly to take the perfect shot. See, when the lights were dim, we actually took a photo with the S9. Take a look.
Okay, impressive.
That's
pretty great, right?
Smart.
That's pretty
and clever. They just showed a photo of the room with the lights out in it, and you can see stuff.
The camera, we focus on the experience our users love.
That's an amazing low-light picture.
And everyone loves slow-mo. It's one of the most popular shooting modes because it makes everything
I'm not a big fan of slow-mo.
Totally epic. The great part about slow-mo is you don't need to be filming a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's all about radically slowing down time to make everyday moments epic, which is why we're taking slow-mo to a whole new level with the S9 camera. Remember that new super speed image processor we talked about? Well, our DRAM memory chip powers the S9's all-new super slow-mo experience.
Okay.
With super slow-mo, you can record videos at an incredible 960 frames per second.
Holy cow.
What?
That means you can stretch 0.2 seconds of time, about the length of a blink, into a 6-second masterpiece.
960 FPS? So,
want to see what this looks like in action? We've invited our favorite slow-mo experts, the slow-mo guys, to give it a test run. These guys, I know,
smart.
Right?
Awesome.
Yeah, we have what resolution at 960 FPS, though? That's we need to know that.
These guys make awesome slow-mo videos, and they've pretty much perfected the art. Let's see what they've created with super slow-mo on the S9 camera.
There's no way this is less than 1,000.
Scary. Get on with it.
Yeah. Oh, it's about to go.
Oh, God. This is scary. Go, go, go.
Hello, I'm Gav.
I'm Dan.
We're the slow-mo guys.
This makes sense, though, because if they've got the processor on the sensor, they can process a whole lot more data than if you have to move it off the sensor into a processor.
We did name ourselves appropriately. Let's test this bad boy out.
And this is clever to give this to slow-mo guys who are,
that's what their thing is.
Experts of this. This is smart.
Two, one.
And they're using the phone to take these videos, and you can see them shooting it and then the end results. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and remember, the slow-mo guys normally do their things with a super expensive, dedicated slow-mo camera.
Yeah.
And they're getting a lot of the same shots from a camera phone.
Oh, huh?
Perfect. Good box position. Perfect. Nailed me right in the nose there.
I'm still kind of reeling from 960 frames per second.
That's just crazy.
Let me watch this again. You go get dry.
All right. I mean, but again, you know, by putting that DRAM in the camera, you know, so you're doing a lot of that processing and that crunching that would happen after the photos were taken. That's really smart.
Slow-mo videos on the S9. Dan will be hosting a short session after the show. And Gav and Dan will be sharing their full set of tips and tricks on our Samsung YouTube channel in the next few weeks.
That's smart.
Now, just for comparison's sake, let's take a look at how super slow-mo stacks up against typical slow-mo on a smartphone. Video on the left is normal slow-mo. The one on the right is super slow-mo on the Galaxy S9 camera. Okay,
that's impressive.
Just look at that difference.
The 240 FPS doesn't look slow motion.
It's not just short clips.
Right.
Using multi-take, you can record longer videos with up to 20 different slow-mo scenes. That means you can slow down the action at just the right moments.
Okay, that might actually get me into slow-mo, because that is true slow-mo.
Right.
Yeah.
A super slow-mo cat video.
Yeah. Of course, a cat video.
And for those moments that are hard to time just right, we have auto capture.
Now the thing is, at 960 FPS,
any motion within it,
I bet you can only burst for a very short amount of time.
You can capture the magic exactly when it happens.
Right, but and so they just show this auto detection where it's grabbing the right moment,
right?
Which you can play forward, backward, or on a loop. Super slow-mo lets you capture fun memories and create amazing moments that you can share with your friends. Now, let's check out how cool it is to create your own masterpiece.
Live demo.
All I do here we go, folks.
He's open up the camera.
He's got the phone and a pitcher of water
and
a glass.
Three,
and his assistant is pouring
one,
it.
Go.
Okay, so they did a quick spill splash. Let's see. That's not bad, actually.
Wow.
That's probably how I would have edited it.
How cool was that?
That was just one touch. And that was fast, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to play it again. You got to see it again. Sorry.
Cool.
Okay, this is a much different camera. Good. That low light, the 960 FPS,
video,
I'm kind of sold on the camera.
Automatic background music is added, and you can customize it to the perfect mood. And if that wasn't enough, let's check it out in reverse.
I don't love the added background, the music, but I guess that's a good change.
Right.
So, pretty amazing, isn't it?
They've built a lot of editing features and what I would call AI editing features into the phone, which will make Instagram people very happy.
You want to see them all the time.
Yeah.
So you can set your slow-mo video as your lock screen to give your infinity display a unique personal touch.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. A little slow-mo animated
slow-mo
lock screen.
Videos can be heartwarming or hilarious. Our partners at the Dodo and BuzzFeed have already created some pretty great ones on the Galaxy S9. I'm sure all of you will be just as creative when you make your super slow-mo debuts, and I can't wait to see what you come up with. And no matter how many photos or videos you take, you don't have to worry, because the S9 comes with a micro SD slot, which lets you expand your base
there
storage.
It is.
You can use dual aperture, multi-frame processing, and super slow-mo on both the S9 and S9 Plus cameras.
Cool.
And now, for the very first time, we're bringing the incredible dual camera to the Galaxy S series with the S9 Plus. The S9 Plus comes with both a wide-angle lens and a telephoto lens, and it has optical image stabilization in both lenses. So you can take clear, focused shots, whether you're snapping a close-up portrait or a wide shot that captures more of the action. You're not just creating memories, you're creating art. With Live Focus, the S9 Plus lets you take beautiful portraits by adjusting the blur of the background to make the subject really stand out.
Okay, portrait mode.
And you can do it even after you've taken the shot. Best of all, you can use all these incredible new camera features no matter where life takes you. Because, of course, the S9 is protected from the elements with water and dust resistance. Dual aperture for amazing shots day and night. A new super speed image processor for epic super slow-mo videos. And a powerful dual camera on the S9 Plus.
I think Leo has already ordered
this. This is what it means to completely reimagine the camera. But we didn't stop there.
Uh-oh.
We also made a camera that brings a whole new level of visual intelligence to your phone. And to tell you how, please welcome Aaron Willis.
So this is all the AI stuff that they want to bring into photography.
But already the dual aperture and the 960 and the processor and the DRAM and all that sort of stuff, that is a upgrade.
Yeah, it's a huge win so far.
I'm so excited to be here today to tell you more about how we reimagined the camera. Now, it seems like we're always searching for new ways to personalize the messages we write. That's how we got emoticons. Remember those?
No.
This is going to be the AR stickers. Emojis.
No.
And then even more emojis.
Oh, God.
But they were all just symbols and shortcuts.
It's going to be the smart emoji thing.
Express a thought, a mood, an emotion, but never quite captured us as individuals. This year, we're changing all of that with augmented reality.
We're replacing your face with emojis.
You can use either your front or back camera to map your unique facial features and create emojis that actually look like you.
Oh.
It's amazing, right?
We're going too far.
You had me at low light.
Do you mind coming back up here for a second to show everyone how it works?
And emoji stuff.
Sure thing, Aaron. The really cool thing is with AR emoji is that it's super simple and easy to create them and personalize them. So let's check it out.
I mean, this is how it works with the kids, especially in Korea.
Yeah.
And all this sort of stuff. Like, there are millions and millions of people who love this stuff.
Yeah, this is market specific. This is very market specific right now.
Yep.
So all we do is open up the camera, go to AR emoji.
This is the kind of stuff Flo loves.
Create my emoji.
Megan loves this too.
And now use a front-facing camera to take a photo. It's actually as simple as taking a selfie. Just remove my glasses so it gets a clear view of my face. There we go.
Shouldn't it be able to detect gender?
Now it's taking my image and creating my AR emoji.
Maybe.
And there it is.
Nice.
All right. Wait. It's a bit creepy. Generous with the hair. but no worries. We can personalize that. So let's go over to this one. Okay. Wait.
Definitely
I'm not completely bald.
No.
But how about
So for the audio listeners, he took a picture of himself and his phone turned him into an animoji. And now he's customizing it.
Yeah, perfect.
Great. And lastly, wardrobe.
Ron, I'm going to make fun of this mercilessly, but
I think
I probably will do this.
Yeah.
Perfect. Press okay.
Yeah, this is and when now, I joke and say I'm an adult.
Personalizing my AR emoji.
But I get that a lot of people want this. Yeah, and this is keeping up with the Joneses, right?
See how embarrassing his actual
This is just table stakes now.
You can even add voice messages to them. Plus, the S9 will generate 18 personalized emojis, all modeled after you. And here's the best bit. You can share all the emojis you create with your friends, no matter what kind of smartphone they have.
They're just replacing people in the audience with
because
these
heads.
Users
to enjoy the freedom.
So folks, remember, if your friend is taking a picture of you with their S9, don't let them do it because they're turning you into
like
an emoji.
And Facebook Messenger. John, how about we show them these emojis in action?
Sure thing, Aaron. I just pulled up that AR emoji I created of me. Check out those eyebrows.
Nice.
These are on point. And there's several other fun characters to choose from.
Okay, so right now the phone is tracking his facial features, and it's changing what the animoji is doing.
And now we're getting like Snapchat-like replacement filter lenses where he's now a bunny.
The other night I was with Justin, and he absolutely insisted that he do a live demo at Unpacked. And we both agreed that AR emoji would be the best one. So, hey, Justin, let's check out your AR emoji.
Hey, thanks, John. Finally, you've let me into one of your live demos. I'm sporting, well, like you. You know, they're so easy to use, I can't stop with just one. So this is Monday morning, Justin, looking professional. Let me try a couple others on you.
It's tracking him talking, and the Animoji's mouth is moving in a disturbingly not synced rate.
And in the spirit of the upcoming World Cup, I thought I'd try out World Cup Justin. Here he's rooting for Team Spain. What do you think? What do you think, guys? What's your favorite?
I mean, they're all pretty awesome, but you kind of stole my thunder. I still like mine better. Aaron, what do you think?
Okay, folks, in case you didn't get it already, it does an emoji.
Go with John. Sorry, Justin.
Oh, this is too much.
Let me show you how
I feel. We're at cringe point. We're past cringe
point. One of the 18 personalized emojis that were created. Let's go with that one.
Nice.
That's how I feel.
Amazing. Thank you guys for helping me out.
Okay. Cleansing breath.
If you don't want to create your own emoji, you can use some of the other familiar faces, including one of the world's biggest celebrities. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he's been a titan of the industry for over 8 decades. That's right. It's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so they've got some Disney licensing going on, obviously.
Thanks to an exciting new partnership with Disney, you can bring to life some of your favorite characters.
We got the Incredibles. Mouse, we have a new movie coming
out. Minnie Mouse, and even the Incredibles. With AR emoji, the camera helps you express yourself like never before. It's not just a lens for looking at the world, but also a tool for interacting with it in new ways. Last year, we introduced Bixby, our artificial intelligence platform that helps you do more with your phone.
Explain to me why I want another assistant.
Every day. Let's say you want to translate a foreign language. Now, Bixby uses AR to show you search results in real time. Just hold up your camera, and Bixby will automatically detect the language and translate it for you live.
So this is great, but this is nothing new. Google's had this for years.
Literally a decade.
Yeah.
Now, I know the basics in Spanish, but sometimes you need more than that, especially when it comes to ordering food.
Now, if it can do all of that in the phone, that would be different.
What do you mean in the phone?
So if it could do real-time translation in the phone with no connectivity to the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check it out.
So, I mean, but this is more just making Bixby more of a reason to even use it, right? This is Bixby catching up with Google.
You hold it up.
Yeah, this is all Google Translate can already do it.
Yep.
And Bixby will translate it for me live.
The exact same thing.
Hey, Cod. Sounds good.
The reason why she put the phone down so quickly is because some of it didn't translate.
As Bixby keeps improving, there are more ways than ever to use it in your everyday life, like helping you track what you eat, which is amazing for a health-conscious person like me.
Okay.
Now, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool. So it can look at food and I guess guess how many calories are in it?
Into Samsung Health, so you don't have to spend ages adding it manually.
Okay.
And it's going into the Samsung Health food tracker.
Samsung has always been committed to the idea
that's
that
assuming you're in the Samsung Health ecosystem.
Better, healthier lives. We want you need to be if you want to use it, Ron. Things that matter.
Right.
No. We want Bixby to make your everyday life easier. Now, I love shopping, and one of my favorite things to buy is makeup. However, if I want the right color foundation, for example, I have to visit a store in person. But I have a really busy life, and I don't always have the time.
This is going to be AR.
Now, Bixby makes this whole process really simple with makeup mode. Partnerships with leading cosmetics brands Sephora, CoverGirl, and Amore Pacific, Bixby lets you try on makeup virtually.
And this is how they get Florence
Ion
back.
Something,
right.
You can use Bixby to buy it through your camera. At launch, this will be available in the US, Canada, Korea, and China. As other companies join our platform, there'll be more opportunities and a smart partnership to improve the way you
shop. Because women buy lots of makeup. So.
It's a huge industry.
Yep. PS9 will also be compatible with Google AR Core. And developers are already working on creating amazing new AR apps and experiences for Galaxy users. So, after all this, you can tell that I really love this camera. Not only because it takes the best pictures, but because it makes everything in your life easier, from shopping to eating to traveling. And with AR, the S9 camera will revolutionize the way you work, play, and interact with the world around you. To tell you more about the incredible S9, please welcome Mark Notton.
So that's an interesting way to tie in the camera reimagined with, and then it enables you to do the AR stuff, and Bixby is leveraging that, right?
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, so this first hour of the presentation has all been about the camera.
It's great to be here in Barcelona. With the S9, we didn't just reimagine the camera. We designed an amazing phone to match.
Ah, here we go.
It lets you see and interact with the world around you like never before. And it's a gateway to countless other worlds. The ones where our favorite films, books, and shows all play out.
So here's everything else.
With the S9 and the S9 Plus, we've created an unparalleled viewing experience. These displays are totally immersive. The S9 at 5.8 inch and the S9 Plus at 6.2 inch. And they look great too. We all know Barcelona is a stunning city.
I love that cathedral.
And it never looks better than when viewed through the screen of an S9. Vivid colors, gorgeous details. This is a screen.
To the audio viewers, really we're looking at the Holy Family Cathedral in Barcelona on a Sephora background.
And with the S9, we boosted the brightness of the screen. So in the brightest daylight,
18.5:9,
everything will look screen crisp and clear.
Ratio.
Now, having an amazing display is really important to our users. But for a truly immersive viewing experience, the sound has to be amazing too. The S9 features speakers on both ends of the device.
Okay.
They're the loudest ever in a Galaxy phone.
I like this because usually you're covering up the speakers at the bottom.
The speakers at the bottom are just the worst. Yeah. And this is, but then how often are you watching something with not headphones on the phone? You know, but
these are new AKG Tunes dual stereo speakers. And they've allowed us to do some truly incredible things with our partners at Dolby.
That was a great shot of the inside of the phone.
I know.
Think about the last time you went to your local cinema. The sound was totally immersive, right?
So they're including Dolby Atmos
that feeling to the S9
in these speakers.
With Dolby Atmos. Bringing cinematic sound to a mobile device. Dolby Atmos takes advantage of the S9's new stereo speakers to move sound all around you in three dimensions.
So audio positioning.
So you can fully lose yourself in the film you're watching. And it works whether you're listening to the S9's amazing new speakers or on your own pair of headphones by simply connecting them to the convenient headphone socket at the bottom of the device.
There it is.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Milk it. It's cool. No, that's fine. Yeah.
We've made these changes because the fact is many of us watch videos and films on our smartphones. And when we do, we're usually on the move. So with the S9, whether you're streaming a video or playing an online game, you'll get a better experience than ever before. The S9 is powered by one of the most advanced chipsets on the market, which means you can get speeds faster than gigabit LTE. And we support
He's got some
the
gaming
most
going on
networks,
in his phone right now.
So you can have some of the fastest downloading speeds available on a smartphone. Now, I don't know about
like
you.
How they're not going into the processor. They're saying it's the fastest
processor. Right, get a chance
and they're not
to
mentioning
watch a film
which
these
bands
days
it has or which systems it's compatible
often,
with.
When I'm on my phone, I'm doing several things at the same time. So, at Samsung, we're constantly improving the entire multitasking experience. Now, When you get a notification, you can just drag it down and open it in a new window, right on top of the current
one. Wow.
So you can respond to a message without interrupting the video you're watching.
That's not bad. That's not bad, yeah.
And multitasking isn't about just doing more at once. It's also about seamlessly switching between tasks. Our home screen now supports horizontal orientation. So when you're switching between apps, you don't have to keep flipping your phone around. And after a long... Thank you.
That's a good feature.
Movies and playing games, recharging your phone will be a piece of cake because the S9 comes equipped with fast wireless charging, the key word being fast, so you can get a quick, convenient charge without worrying about cords. To create the S9...
I think that also means I need to throw away all my old wireless chargers.
And your ideas. To give you an experience that's more comfortable, more immersive, and more in tune with how you live your lives. This is a device that revolutionizes the way we think about smartphones can be and what they can do for a generation that's more visual and more social than ever before. The S9 is our vision for the future of mobile phones. But before we get a chance to take a look at it in person, our next speaker is going to take you through our vision for software, services, and security for today's consumers and businesses. Thank you very much.
Okay, so he came on stage just to tell us about the speakers, about the headphone jack, and the fast wireless charging.
And the display, and the brightness on the display. But that was the entertainment aspect. And now we're going to get into on the go. We're going to see Dex. We're going to see the new Dex here. And Nox as well, too. The interface on landscape mode, that's a great point.
That's going to be one of my favorite features.
Yeah.
Thank you all. And hello to everyone joining us from all over the world. I'm so pleased to join Samsung's leadership team as the head of the software research and development. I've always been excited about the power of technology to make life easier. In my 15 years at Samsung, I've been honored to help our devices grow from the standard feature phones of the early 2000s to the smartphones we love today. And I'm thrilled to help lead our expedition into the new frontiers of virtual reality, augmented reality, AI, and machine learning. Our aim has always been to provide the best possible experience, combining the best hardware with the most advanced software.
It was like a see-through phone there, where we could see
for a second there. I was like, what am I looking at?
But with both, you can have a profound impact on people's lives. That's why we've become a global leader in chips, displays, and sensors, and created software and services that revolutionize the way you work and live, with a mobile device at the center of your connected life. Today, Galaxy phones routinely do things we never would have imagined, like organize your schedule, buy your groceries, track your calories, translate a page, and even create an emoji that's truly you. That's our vision for software and services. Not just make great phones, but to help you get the most out of them.
The Samsung lifestyle.
Not just to make your experience better, but to make them faster, easier, and even more intuitive. And on millions of Galaxy devices right now, you can see this vision at work. Take Samsung Pay, for example. We started this service because we believe payment should be as easy as a single touch. That's why we made it compatible with most payment systems. Today, Samsung Pay is available in 20 markets, and we are continuing to expand to make the mobile payment even more accessible. With Samsung Health,
I don't know if that's so great.
We are giving people tools to live healthier lives.
20 actual stores.
It's as simple as wearing a wristband, touching a sensor, or taking a photo of your plate of food. and Samsung SmartThings, we brought one of the largest IoT ecosystems under a single umbrella.
Rehashing things that have already been said.
So controlling the most important devices in your life,
this is very
as easy as flipping a switch. And with Bixby, we have created an intelligence platform that makes it easier to use your phone the way you want. It adapts to your behavior and anticipates your needs. And with powerful AR capabilities, it helps you understand the world around you and express yourself in new ways.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Tell me the AI.
These are just a few of the software and services that are radically transforming our lives.
You're not going to get it.
And they are just the tip of the iceberg. In a world of connected technology, security is more important than ever because our data is our most valuable possession. And consumers need to know that the data is safe, and companies need to handle data with great care and responsibility. And that's why, from our software APIs all the way down to our chipsets, security is integrated throughout our devices with Samsung Knox. And Knox has received more government security approvals and top rankings from industry analysts than any other platform.
Knox is solid.
It's not a new feature, but Knox does deserve praise. It is actually quite secure.
We have made sure Knox is enterprise ready. For our enterprise customers, we offer a full suite of services to help corporate IT managers configure, deploy, and update all their devices easily, including through the cloud.
This is huge for IT.
We made Knox work for business because workplaces are changing rapidly. More and more, we are taking our work home with us and bringing our personal lives and our personal devices to the office. From healthcare to finance to manufacturing, businesses all across the world are turning to Galaxy devices, and we are helping them create flexible, productive workspaces with Samsung DeX.
I like DeX a lot.
Yeah.
DeX lets power a PC-like environment straight from your phone.
Well, this is what got me excited about
the
Windows Phone.
Users and companies love DeX, so we made it even better. We've introduced a brand new DeX pad and Knox integration to create a seamless experience for IT managers. And services like Samsung DeX, among the most exciting frontiers of technology.
So the new DeX pad is a much sleeker adapter to plug your phone
alone.
In and then plug it
they
into a monitor.
On a foundation of amazing hardware, powerful security, and intuitive software.
It's a good stack
now,
right there.
Embedded throughout
but
it all.
They told me that it was much better integrated with, say, Active Directory. That would sell.
Will unite all the different devices and bring our vision of truly connected world to life. Our goal for Bixby is threefold. It will be ubiquitous, available on any and all devices. It will be personal.
Oh, they're tripling down on Bixby.
And anticipating your needs. And
ubiquitous.
Most importantly, it will be open, inviting future growth and innovation. Every day, Bixby is learning and getting better, while our engineers push the boundaries of mobile intelligence to the next level. We will be sharing very exciting news about Bixby later this year, so please stay tuned.
Translation, we've got no news about Bixby right now.
You said ubiquitous and open,
but I promise
and
I'll
say
be
stay
back.
Tuned. You had me
for
and
now,
lost it.
I hope you will enjoy seeing everything about Galaxy devices can do, and starting with the incredible S9. And now I'd like to invite back to the stage DJ Ko.
Yeah, that segment was just basically about Knox.
That was a recap and then Knox and DeX, but like nothing really deep.
And 20 markets for Samsung Pay. So
right, true, yeah. I mean, this is an upgrade in the enterprise stuff.
It is,
so,
it is.
Yeah.
So
that's boring.
For joining us. As you can probably tell,
We are very excited.
No jacket.
By the new Kellogg's S9.
I told you, the other guy's wearing his jacket.
And more exciting news. You can check it out starting on March 16th when it's available in retail stores.
So about 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks.
That's too long to wait. You can pre-order at Samsung.com and our partner retail stores.
Price?
In addition, we have worked with our partners to offer.
You'd blow away the world if you said 600.
Trading values.
Yeah, for
on
sure.
On your current phone when you upgrade to S9. The Galaxy S9 Enterprise Edition, a complete package customized for enterprise customers, will also be available on March 16th. I invite you to explore more and enjoy all the amazing new experiences the S9 offers. At our Mobile World Congress exhibition space, you can see firsthand how the Samsung Galaxy S9 will make your life easier, healthier, and more fun. Please, come and check it out.
Did we not get a price?
Wait a minute. Go. No.
He didn't even mention the price.
DJ, come back. No, you're not done. Okay, now they're testing the low light camera, I guess.
Yeah.
We're back to dandelions. Do they not have a pricing?
Let's see, I'm looking.
So 720 for the base model and 840 for the plus.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That's not bad, actually.
It's not bad at all.
That's really, really good. Okay, so let's break this down.
Right, here we go. All right, I found it here. So AT&T is offering the Galaxy S9 for $26.34 per month when purchased on the 30-month plan. So that puts it at $790 through AT&T for the S9.
Right.
Or $915 for the S9 Plus. Oh, here we go. Oh, we got it here on Samsung's website. $719 and $839. Not bad.
That's not bad at all. And that's the 64-gigabyte version. And, of course, you've got the SD card slot so you can expand it. Here's the fun thing. There's going to be people who say, oh, so it's basically just the S8. Yes, the phone part is just the S8. I mean, they didn't tremendously increase the capabilities of most of the innards. But the camera, there's a reason why that was over half the presentation.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you. I think from a general, wow, this whole dancing scene going on here.
See,
is,
no, Samsung, stop it.
Yeah, they just
stop
Samsung,
it.
Samsung, they just can't leave it well enough alone. No, they just gotta, let's have some dancers in there. Oh, my word, Samsung, you had a good presentation.
They have to stop trying to be hip. They don't have to be hip. Just show us the product.
Yeah, yeah. But so generally, it is an iterative design from the S8. It is not a dramatic departure from the bezel or from the design. But you're right. The majority of the presentation was about the camera, and you've got major camera upgrades. But then you add the stereo speakers. You add the brighter display. They are evolving it, the platform forward by inches, but by pretty dramatic inches.
Right. And let's go down the list. So fingerprint scanner and face/iris recognition. So that was a little bit of a dig. The AR demonstration was actually, that was pretty good. Well done, Samsung. Great low light moment. I mean, if you're going to demonstrate the low light sensitivity of your camera, shutting off all the lights in the auditorium and taking a picture is a great way to do it.
Yeah,
960 FPS.
How better to explain what the dual aperture means? It's one thing
to
say,
right.
By having two apertures, you'll be able to take better low light photos. But here, let's show you exactly what it does. That photo was very impressive.
That was incredible. I mean, anyone who's ever had a bad photo in low light is going to want this. The 960 FPS might actually get me interested in slow-mo. Then they had the N emojis. They had, as you said, it's a market specific thing. It's they did their thing. I did like one thing from Bixby, and that's the calorie counting through pictures. But as you mentioned, It means you have to get into the Samsung Health ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speakers at the top and the bottom. I like that. Headphone jack, very slyly dropped into the presentation. wireless fast charging. Launcher and landscape. I think you're right. This is actually going to be
It's a subtle, nuanced thing, but when you're presenting a phone that is also an entertainment device and you're watching a lot of things horizontally in landscape mode, to have the home screen and the OS pop into landscape mode is just a nice thing that makes you not, you know, grit your teeth at your phone.
Right, right. Oh, and by the way, for those people who came in late, the apertures are 1.5 and 2.4, so fantastically wide. You can get a lot of light in there. Then they did the enterprise stuff. So you've got Knox, which we all know was good. But if they really are adding enterprise management features to Knox so that IT people can basically have a one-touch configuration of phones for policy, that's amazing. Yep. That will sell phones in the enterprise by the millions.
It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, Dex. Both of us like Dex. Leo actually has a Dex dock. Haven't really used it, but I mean, if
I like the idea of Dex, I don't use it, but I was, you know, like the idea that you can just plug your phone into the, you know, if you work and you travel a lot and you don't want to lug around a laptop or a bunch of other stuff, to have that Dex pad and be able to plug it into your hotel TV and then have a full computer is great. The big question though is Samsung's version of Android desktop worthy or not?
Right.
And that's always the biggest challenge, because Android as itself is not a desktop operating system. It is a mobile operating system. And so, you know, that's always the challenge with it. So,
and we should mention that the reason why they spent so much time with the camera at the start of the presentation was because this is not a regular camera. This part of the presentation actually is revolutionary. It's not evolutionary because they've included memory and processing on the sensor silicon. When you do that, it gives you so much bandwidth between sensor, processor, and memory that you can do things easily in like 960 FPS. You can do processing before it gets to the processor, which that's fantastic. That's phenomenal. And, that's going to become the norm. Everyone will be doing that.
So we should probably – they didn't touch upon the specs, but we probably should touch upon the specs.
Do it.
So, you know, so folks listening who care about that. So it's the S9 is running Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 processor. And that's in North America, but in other markets will be Samsung's latest Exynos processor. And it's the S9 has 4 gig of memory, and the S9 Plus has 6 gig of memory of RAM. And they both come with 64 gig of storage, but support for micro SD cards if you need more storage. And then you've got, you know, 3000 milliamp battery on the S9 and a 3500 milliamp battery on the S9 Plus. And what's interesting, like the S8, the S9 is a gigabit phone. But now that's going to be able to support the 600 megahertz frequency for T-Mobile and support speeds up to 1.2 gig. So it's going to be fast. So that's good.
Super, super fast. And of course, at the end, which they didn't mention, which surprises me because this would have drawn applause, pricing of 720 for the base model and 839 or 840 for the Plus. So it's a sub $1,000 flagship phone.
Yeah. Yep. This is a good update. I mean, again, you know, like this is for you know, like people who buy Samsung phones tend to stick with Samsung phones. And so if you're still rocking a Galaxy S7, you know, this is a no-brainer. They have this great, you know, trade-in program where you can get $350 off to trade in your phone. I don't know if you have the S8, if you need to upgrade. If photography is important to you, you probably would. But for the most part, it's that iterative kind of, you know, design where they continue to push it forward.
No, I'm right with you. In fact, I'd say if you have an S7, or maybe even an S6, and you really use it as just a mobile device, then you can probably stay with it. But I mean, the camera features are techno lust inducing. It looks phenomenal. And that low light, I mean, that's always been the trade-off whenever you're using a camera phone, which is, okay, yeah, low light is, it might be better than it was 5 years ago, but it's not great. This was phenomenal. And they actually did a live demonstration of it. That shows balls.
Was a great moment. Yeah. So up to this point, the Google Pixel 2 has kind of, at least in our conversations on All About Android, the Pixel 2 has been the latest, you know, the best camera in a phone right now. I'll be curious once people get their hands on it and play with the S9 if this can unseat the Google Pixel 2's reputation as the best camera.
Right, right. Well, I mean, We'll have to put them side by side. And I love the camera on the Pixel 2. But again, I think all the demonstrations of this are going to be in low light. And I mean, portrait mode in low light on the Pixel 2 is still lacking. If they can pull off that wonderful longer exposure, this might do it. I mean, I know Leo's going to love it.
But the thing about this, though, is that I feel like not every Samsung event, but every other Samsung event touches on the camera, and they've been saying this is the phone that can do low light. I remember seeing photos of people blowing out birthday candles at a previous Samsung event, right? And this is the time, this is the one. But you know, with the dual lens aperture and the switching, you know, kind of like the human eye, the way the iris changes, it could be. I mean, that photo was very impressive. I want to see what people who know what they're doing with photography and camera phone and smartphone photography do the side by side and see if it really does, live up to the hype.
Yeah, and Jemmer B in here is saying that, well, he wants to know how long they had to expose it to get that decent low light frame, but because it's using optical image stabilization, that's actually a possibility. You can actually do that without having it look like a shake fest.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So overall, I'm happy because, I mean, we knew this was going to happen. We knew most of the substance of the announcements. It was nice to see the demos, the live demos, actually turn out properly. There were a few sort of awkward, cringe-inducing moments in the presentation.
When they were fishing for applause that never came. That was a little awkward, but But all in all, I mean, I've seen a lot of these Samsung presentations. I was there for the Broadway train wreck. We've lived through a lot of them. This was tight. They kept it at a little over an hour. They promoted it by focusing on the camera, and that's where the majority of the time was spent, and deservedly so. I feel like they glossed over a lot of the stuff towards the end with the enterprise and deck stuff. I thought we'd go a little more deeper than that. But all in all, you know, this is a good kind of unveiling of this phone, and the pricing seems to be right on board. So,
And really, the pricing was the big one because people were assuming that Samsung was going to go along with Apple and say, okay, 1,000 is the new starting table stakes. Well, I think our chat room has it right in that 1,000 is going to still be the starting for the Note. So when the Note 9 comes out, that's 1,000 and above. But, you know, again, that's really aggressive pricing. It's not $600, but $720 for an entry with that camera is phenomenal. Yeah. Now, if you do want the dual camera, we've got someone in the chat room saying, no dual camera mode. There is a dual camera mode on the Plus, but that will drive it up to 840. And, you know, with that 6-plus inch screen, it feels like a Note to me.
Yeah. the line is blurring between the Note and the S9 Plus every year. But with the Note, you've got the stylus and you've got the kind of the push more towards, you know, kind of creating and drawing and things like that. So, it is getting there. They do get closer and closer with each release.
Well, it's interesting because the Plus was always just sort of like the bigger version of the regular phone. But now they're starting to differentiate bits of technology between the two, like the dual camera. It comes in the larger phone. So they are getting to that point where it's not just Plus, it actually is a different phone, which I'm okay with. Oh, and by the way, maybe this is the year where we stop calling it a phone because Samsung made it very clear that, hey, the phone, as you said, it's a tertiary feature. We have it because some people still like to call, but we know that that's not why you buy it.
Yeah, no, they still call it smartphone and we're using all that kind of stuff. But the acknowledgement and the acceptance of the fact that the phone is one of the least used elements of these devices, and it's pretty much perfected at this point. They didn't even touch. There wasn't a single phone call made in that demo or shown in that demo.
Right. And actually, that's probably just about right, because who makes a phone call? I get phone calls from my father every once in a while. That's about it. But everything else is text, email.
I don't even. It's mainly pharmacy telling me my prescription is ready, and that's it. And I don't even answer that call. I let it go to voicemail.
Right.
But phone uses. I mean, these are computers. These are pocket computers, and that's what they can do.
Right. Ron, we're gonna start seeing all of the reviews in the wild today, really, because a couple of outlets did get them in advance. What do you think is the room for error here? What are people going to be disappointed by? I mean, other than Bixby, because that's an easy target.
Well, yeah, Bixby is the easy target. I think the I think it's going to be measuring that. It's going to come down to the camera. They're going out saying the strength of this phone is the camera, and now people are going to put it through their paces, and we'll see if it's really delivering on that promise.
Yeah, I think so too. When you bet so heavily on one component in the phone, everyone is going to be trying to prove that it's not a good component.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think they've got the low light, because low light was really just an aperture and a sensor speed thing. And by moving power onto the sensor and by giving it that super large aperture, I think that's got it. Also, the slow-mo mode, that's fine too. I think it's going to be the finer elements, like the portrait mode, that are going to make a break, because people are going to start to say, it's still not as good as the iPhone, or it's better than the Pixel 2.
Well, and we're gonna have to see what that shutter speed looks like. We're gonna have to look at, like, so by putting that DRAM in the camera electronics, what does that do to processing time? To, you know, like, how quickly can I get my hands on that phone, on that photo, to post to social or to start messing with on the editing side of things? I mean, those are going to be the big questions I've got. Is that, what does it actually look like in the field using it? So.
Right, right. And of course, they did do a very short nod to gaming on the phone.
Barely anything, though.
Yeah. So it's really a lifestyle device now.
Yeah.
Go figure. Ron, do we need to say anything more? I mean, again, a lot of these details leaked out. I'm quite happy with it. Headphone jack, even though it's supposedly IP67, so it's waterproof, not just water resistant, but waterproof. I like this phone. I mean,
yeah.
If I had it right now, this would be my daily driver.
It continues. You know, my opinion after the S8 announcement was that it is a beautiful piece of hardware. I love the Infinity display. I like what they've done in terms of focusing on the user and all that sort of stuff. I am just not subscribed to the Samsung lifestyle. So all the, I don't want to say bloatware, but all the Samsung app, you know, kind of ecosystem in there is the thing that drives me kind of away from it. But, you know, this, again, like the S8, this really makes you think this is a very good phone. It's very, very, very nice presentation.
Yeah. And that's, like you, that's really the only thing that's holding me back, that they want to push their own ecosystem. And it's sort of, at this point, they've been trying it for half a decade. It's not working. I'm not, still not going to use Bixby.
Well,
you've got some great features.
But that's the thing, though, is that it is working, because there are millions of people who are on this platform and using it, you know, like, you know, the Korean aspect of it, even here in America, we often, I know in All About Android, we talk about it, and it's like Apple versus Google, Apple versus Android, Samsung, it's Samsung versus Apple. Like, and to a lot of consumers, Android is Samsung.
That's
right.
True.
So they have the market share and the clout to be the manufacturer that can compete with Apple in the smartphone space. And that's what they're using with it. And it does work. It doesn't work for us, but there are millions of people out there who it does work for.
Yeah. Yeah. So overall, a great device. And I will even say this, for Samsung, that was a pretty decent presentation.
Yes.
Again, they could probably do away with the dancing employees. They could do away with the mic drop, and they can do away with all those sort of please clap moments. But they stuck to script, and they showed us what will probably be the new benchmark.
Overall, I'll give this presentation an A-. So and they lose points on the dancing and for the awkward please applaud moments. So.
I'll go with that. I'll give it an A-, but that's a sliding scale. It's because we've got things like the Samsung New York announcement, which was just the ultimate in cringe, and this was far, far away from that stench. Good job, Samsung.
This was very safe. They played it safe. I liked the New York event because it was so
over the top.
You know, like they took a swing, and I respect that. But they played it safe. DJ was great as well as the host, and they brought out a nice, you know, it was good to see a good mix of Samsung staffers and to see some representation in there and to see the talented people that work at Samsung who are doing this. And so, like, all in all, I can't complain about this presentation up until those folks were dancing. So.
Yeah, yeah. Ron Richards, sharing your day with us here. Thank you very much for joining us for the Samsung Unpacked 2018 announcement from Barcelona, Spain. Mobile World Congress. Where can we find you? I mean, aside from All About Android here, of course, every Tuesday.
Sure, yeah. I certainly wish I was in Barcelona, not rainy New York City right now. But yeah, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, I'm there with Jason Howell and Florence Ion and special guests doing All About Android here on the Twit Network. So check that out. And then just follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm RonXO. You can see my personal brand of nonsense that goes on out there.
Always a pleasure to work with you, Ron. It's
likewise.
Fun. It's fun because
this is a good one.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same thoughts about these phones, and so it was a couple of grunts. I'm like, yeah, same thing over here. folks, don't forget that you're going to see everything about these phones probably for the next week on most of our programming. You'll see it on Twit. You'll see it on All About Android. You'll definitely see it on This Week in Google. It's going to dominate our news cycles because of the pricing, believe it or not, and that wonderful, wonderful camera. If you want to see what it looks like up close and personal, I'm sure that Leo Laporte already has his on the way. What was the release date? March 16th?
March 16th. March 16th. So three weeks.
And so in 3 weeks, you'll see them en masse. And I might even have one by then. I think I've saved up enough to buy a Plus. So we'll see. Until then, I am Father Robert Ballister, thanking you for joining us for this Twit Live special, and we'll see you next time.